Romantic Revolution.
To see a world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wild flower. Hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour. A robin redbreast in a cage puts all heaven in a rage. A dove house filled with doves and pigeons shudders hell through all its regions. A dog starved at his master's gate predicts the ruin of the state. A horse misused upon the road calls to heaven for human blood. Each outcry of the hunted hare, a fibre from the brain does tear. Every night and every morn, some to misery are born. Every morn and every night, some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to endless night.
The voice of Romanticism sweeps away old ideas about order, control, and subordination, embracing freedom and human rights, but also sounding a new note of mystical joy. The eternal and the beautiful are all around us, the infinite held in the palm of your hand. William Blake, the self-educated Londoner, born in 1757, passionately rejects the complacency of the Enlightenment, speaks out on behalf of the imprisoned, the weak, the repressed, whether human or animal, and in so doing expresses the great revolutionary principles which rang through Europe and echoed from North America at the close of the 18th century. Another Englishman, Blake's friend, Tom Paine, gave the American and French revolutionaries a philosophical justification in radical works such as The Rights of Man, speaking out against slavery and in favour of women's emancipation. These new ideas and convulsive events are inextricably bound up with the dawning of Romanticism. William Blake's Songs of Innocence was published in 1789, coinciding neatly with the start of the French Revolution. Blake was a visionary genius, regarded by most in his own time as mad, who aimed to fashion a whole new mythology which would challenge accepted political and religious ideas. For Blake, traditional Christian teaching was authoritarian and repressive, denying the vital instincts and desires. Equally, Newtonian materialism and Enlightenment rationality reduced mankind to a mechanistic role in a meaningless universe.